We recently chatted about the Jeep Wrangler Rubicon and how it is almost unmatched in its standard four-wheel drive capability. The legendary off-road performance is well documented. Today I want to briefly chat about the culture that surrounds the Jeep. As many listeners will know, the first vehicle I ever drove is a World War II Jeep on the farm. I have a real affection for the Jeep, one that is shared by many others. Driving the Wrangler around, the Jeep wave is noticeable. Every other Jeep driver will wave to you. Now that's something that is usual for all adventurers deep in the bush, but not so much around urban streets. The feeling of community is huge, and as I discovered, if you are driving a Rubicon, well, it's almost like you are royalty. Owners of a Wrangler have shown that they dare to be different. They obviously are adventurous, but it goes deeper than that. It's a sense of freedom that is rare these days. I think that's why I love the Wrangler so much. It offers a sense of community, the promise of more than the homogenized transport that so many cars provide these days. Long live the Jeep Wrangler. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The clock is ticking and the change is happening. The Australian vehicle fleet is going electric and you need to keep up to date with ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide now for a look at the Lexus electrified sport that's coming to Australia. There's details on the Melbourne Electric Car EV show, details on battery health on a hybrid or plug-in hybrid EV, and Audi's giving you the chance to win a Q5 TFSI E. All those stories, so much more, ecocarguide.com.au.